Hi, this is Guy Perea, President of the United States. I also do a published work on FBI Latest, and that's https://blogspot. That's blogspot.com. It's pretty interesting. There's some good stories and articles in it, and it's bona fide accepted by AdSense in Google, so it's legitimate. What I'm going to discuss something real quickly. We only have about 5 minutes of tape that I can transmit. Porter was a general. General Porter, that's P-O-R-T-E-R, was a general paymaster under General Grant during the Civil War. Now, it was either him, that general, or a relative general. They are a paramilitary belief of the Porters, and they developed their own operations. And there was an operation where a train was taken from the Confederate soldiers in the Tennessee area, Alabama, northern Alabama, and Tennessee. And it was by one Porter, and he worked for the secret. He was the original of the Secret Service in the United States, because he was under the Army, and he went under a Confederate cover, then took the train for the Union. And everyone else on the train was prosecuted for treason against the United States or enemies. But Porter was the one that was the operation that ran down from Grant. General Grant. That was the turning point of the war. So the next time you hear in history of Porter is at the paymaster when they were signing the treaty of the two Confederate unions, and Grant chose to give the horses some feed, and that allowed the treaty to be signed by the Confederates because it was the first act of peace negotiation by General Grant. And Porter was a paymaster and did the administrative work in order to feed the horses. So that was the end of the Civil War. The reason I brought it up is the paramilitary is only a type of operations that's operative through the Porter intelligence. The Porter intelligence comes down to the United States Secret Service, and it's hidden in nooks and crannies, and you got to be careful in it, because the United States at times tries this dualism under various administrations called paramilitary, and they use insurgency and counterinsurgency, etc., in order to try to match what Porter did during the Civil War and in the other wars. That was the only place it was used there. I brought it up because it was given to me by history of my granddad, Horace Porter, and that was the end of the line of the Porters, was Horace Porter and his daughter, and that's my mother, Yvonne, and she's no longer alive. So I'm basically it in the end, as far as the intelligence of the paramilitary. So I don't want to see it, because it's not the United States work. It's more of a terrorist type attack in military. This is Guy Ralph Perea, Senior President of the United States.